This is on ordinance 7-2013, additional appropriation ordinance from edit to the SME EPA grant management. If there's anyone here that would like to speak for or against this, they should come forward at this time and give their name and address. 8-13, yeah, first reading, all of them's first reading. Everything there. Should go. It's a bookkeeping claim. We'll close the public hearing.
We will call an order council meeting for June 10th. If everybody would raise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us now and in the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Mayor.
Here.
Mr. Brink.
Here.
Mr. Brown.
Here.
Mr. Chatten.
Here.
City Attorney.
Present.
Mr. Clark.
Mr. Clark is ill.
Mrs. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Okay, next is approval of minutes from the May 28th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chatten to approve the May 28th minutes. Any discussion or?
Call for the question.
Mayor.
Does not vote.
He doesn't, okay. Mr. Brink.
Yes.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chatten.
Yes.
Mr. Clark. Mrs. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
It passes 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Being none, we'll move to committee reports. Public safety, Councilman Chatten.
No report.
I assume no one has a report from Councilman Clark. Budget and finance, Councilman Brown.
No report, Mayor.
Planning, zoning, community development, Councilman Brink.
No report, sir.
Tourism promotion of the city, President Rose.
No report.
Legislative review, Councilman Sebring.
No report.
City services, Councilman Salters.
No report, but I did have just a question to see where we're at in this process. I've had a few individuals come and ask me, like in the collection process itself, the trash collection process itself, where we're at. And, you know, I told them at this time, I'm not, you know, speaking for myself and probably for a lot of us, a lot of us that, you know, I didn't really know. I just kind of wanted to know where we were at in the process, where we were going. Basically, what step are we at now and what's the next one we're going to take? That's where I was kind of hoping we kind of clarify that because that seems to be a question that keeps recurring numerous times. I've been stopped numerous times, and I don't really have an answer for that. Like, where are we at right now, and where are we going from this point?
The council has been provided with copies.
You're off.
Sorry about that. The council has been provided with copies of the proposals from Republic and also from Advance. We had two of them that's 100 pages, and Mr. Brown and Mr. Chatton has them. And when they review them, they're going to pass them on to the next council member. But I believe everyone has a copy of the one from Republic. And then from there, we'll carry on.
Thank you very much.
Keep in mind, this is a, I don't think there's four votes for anything right now.
No, and that's not what I'm asking for. I just want to make sure that like, when people ask, you know, us, I want to make sure that we as a group are informed when we're telling them, hey, this is where we're at and this is what we're doing.
Right.
So that they know that, hey, this is the process that we're going through at this time. And obviously, when you're looking through things like that, that needs to be out there. So I just want to make sure that that was clarified, not only for us, but for everybody out there.
Right. There's it's an involved process. There's really no four votes on any. We don't even have an ordinance on the table at this point. So it's we're still reviewing the different contracts. I think we'll get there, but it might take a little longer. The bottom line is everybody's trash is getting picked up. That's the key element right there.
Moving on, report of any city officers. Seeing none, there is no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Ordinance 6-2013, amending Chapter 75 parking schedule.
Make a motion to have first reading on Ordinance 6-2013.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Chatton to read Ordinance 6-2013.
Ordinance 6-2013, Ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, amending Chapter 75 parking schedule, creating a loading zone from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. at 424 Button Street, previously passed by Board of Works, 90-day trial period.
Discussion, just to fill you in, this is actually higher bound that sits there at 5th and Button. And they've actually closed their drive. If you've been by there, they've done a lot of work there and put up a retaining wall and all kind of stuff, did landscaping. And now they're wanting to use those spaces that they freed up or from their parking entrance to have a loading and unloading zone for children that attend higher bound.
During the 90-day trial period, has there been any objection registered?
No.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yeah.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mrs. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay. First reading of Ordinance 6-2013 passes with a 6-0 vote. Next is Ordinance 7-2013, additional appropriation ordinance from EDIT to SME EPA grant management.
Make a motion to have first reading on Ordinance 7-2013.
Second.
A motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Chatton to read Ordinance 7-2013.
Ordinance 7-2013, additional appropriation of Ordinance Section 1-2-3. Edit onto EPA grant management $7,087.66.
So this is for the Pocket Park, correct, on Main Street? Is that correct?
I think some of the invoices are from Pocket Park and some just for general grant management. I just kind of scanned and sent them on.
But we get this money back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this is just. August, and then, like I said, I just submitted a claim 2 weeks ago.
get this money back.
Right. I did read in the Sun commercial, a little plug for you, that you were having some difficulties. Where are we, or do you have any new updates on? Report was received. And it says all favorable?
Yes.
It's all favorable? I'm looking for thumbs up. Everybody's like, good?
Right now, it's in the hands of our attorney, and he is reviewing it.
I will keep that in mind. Okay. His legal opinion is do not drink the water.
That's what I am. Can't make this.
Right.
Okay.
Call for the question.
That's it.
He's reading it.
Mr. Brink.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, did you read the ordinance?
Did you read the ordinance?
Yeah, we read it.
Yeah, it's been so long.
In that case, yes.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chatton.
Yes.
Mrs. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 7-2013 passes first reading with a 6-0 vote. Next is ordinance 8-2013, closing a portion of 8th Street Good Samaritan Hospital.
Make a motion to have first reading on 8-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring, to read ordinance 8-2013.
Ordinance 8-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, vacating a portion of the 8th Street containing section 1-3. Landowners and a public hearing.
Is there anyone here to talk about this?
So they're willing to vacate 8th Street.
Please give your name and where you live or who you represent.
My name is Katie Cotter, and I'm here from Hart Bell on behalf of Good Samaritan Hospital. Basically, they're wanting to vacate a portion of 8th Street between DuBois and Barnett. They're wanting to incorporate it into part of their campus. They're going to maintain it. It would be left open, and the utilities would still have easements and access to it. Good Sam owns all the property on both sides of the street, the portion it's wanting to vacate, so no other landowners would be affected. We've already sent letters to the utilities pursuant to the statute. And there's a map attached to the petition showing all the other streets that have been vacated in that area, and they're just wanting to kind of incorporate it and unify the campus.
Is this the new building they just built?
I'm trying to get my bearings straight on this.
Okay.
Is this picture here, is this the new maintenance building they just built?
On the Google map picture?
Mm-hmm.
It could be. It looks like a parking lot, though.
This is a parking lot here.
Is that a parking lot?
Yeah.
With the area that's already blocked off, this would, or it's currently got a situation where that road goes nowhere.
Right.
So
it has serves no purpose but for the hospital.
Right.
So is it going to be a parking lot or?
I think it could be in the future, but I think for now the plan is to leave it open to traffic.
Mm-hmm. I would assume that this wouldn't interfere with the fire department in any way.
Wouldn't think so.
Do we need to set the public hearing date part of this, or is that just
I think it's been set for the 24th.
It has been set for the 24th, okay. Well, I call for the question. Public thanks.
Called for the question.
I did.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatten?
Yes.
Mrs. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 8-2013 passes first reading by 6-0 vote.
It'll have to be next.
It'll be the next meeting, okay.
Resolution.
That's what I'm going to next. Next is Resolution 10-2013, authorizing transfer of funds for fire truck loan, $207,010.
Make a motion to read and approve Resolution 10-2013.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring to read Resolution 10-2013.
Resolution 10-2013, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, authorizing transfer of funds within the fire department in the amount of $207,010 fire truck five-year loan. Fire truck five-year loan.
This is just a little cleaning up of bookkeeping from one line item to the next.
I think when it was entered in Gateway through the clerk treasurer's office, it was just accidentally put on the wrong line item, and now this needs to be switched back. It's not.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatten?
Yes.
Mrs. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, Resolution 10-2013 passes with a 6-0 vote. Next is claims.
Make a motion. Pay claims in amount of $344,221.69.
Second.
And a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chatten to pay the claims. Any discussion?
Sorry, call for the question.
Mr. Brink? Card.
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatten?
Yes.
Mrs. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And claims were paid by a vote of 6-0. We have nothing under miscellaneous, though. And a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.